Slow, 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 slow. I
Hello
hate
there. Hey
this.
guys, my name is Dalton Scott. On this show, I'm a guest. Guest, yes.
You're not a guest. We're the hosts, man.
Are we? Oh, I didn't know I was guest. I thought
Adam was a guest for the first like 20 seconds of this, and then he just left because it was lagging barely. It's probably
Yeah.
him as well because like.
Yeah, because it
I
stopped making that noise as soon as he left.
exactly, man.
It was his fault. It's because he has like a shit at the dollar store, dude.
Yeah, his phone's old as frunk, dude. Oldest trunk in
Honestly, my fucking Moto phone that I have from like 2008 is probably newer than his phone.
Darn.
Darn tootin' rootin'. Anyways, guys, my name is Don Scott. Right here
They
is.
already know that. I'm putting this into the other freaking.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be retarded, I hope you know.
You're retarded? Is that what you said?
Yes, confirmed.
It's confirmed that you're retarded?
Yeah. Anyways, so what do you want to talk about? Like, just name topic and we'll start talking on it.
Slow, Jared.
Jared, yes, he sent dick pics to underage little girls.
Slow, 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 slow. It's confirmed. I don't know if it was boys and girls or just girls. All I
Oh,
do
just
know is
men
that
because he's gay.
it's so funny to make fun of that guy. He's so silly looking. Like,
Ha ha, he got divorced. Ha
yeah, get wrecked, scrub.
ha.
Your wife 360 no-scoped you.
I hope we spark controversy. Like, I really do.
I mean, we do have three plays already on the podcast on the test episode, so like.
That's nice. You know what's funny about this? People are going to see this in school if they search it up because you're posting it on Spotify.
Not posting it on Spotify. It's just posted to wherever it can because this app is actually pretty cool and like automatically uploads. It's already on like four or five different apps.
Oh, that's dope. I thought it posted to Spotify though. Like, well, probably can. I
Yeah, it's already on Spotify, but like what I'm saying is it'll just slowly slow 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 just upload to a couple of different apps.
So it posts to Spotify and other places, then. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of boring to anybody that's listening, so let's just think of something else. I don't know, let's talk about the Holocaust. That sucked.
I was watching these Reddit videos. This isn't my story, but this is like one of my friend's stories, like that got put on into a video. Apparently, when he snuck into like the fucking living room when his parents were watching a movie, there was like a bunch of naked like women on the TV, and then they were all in a pile. And he thought about that so much and he started jerking off about that. And then he found out it was a Holocaust tape. And then actually, those people were dead. Fucked up, I know. But he did
That's
it.
such a funny story.
Yeah, I know. Dead people. Jerking off to the Holocaust. Nazis. On a serious note, the Holocaust was a bad time. Like, I wasn't alive for it, but I know it was bad.
Yeah, I lived through that. It was really terrible. Yeah, it was a bad idea to bring that up.
Wait, aren't you Jewish?
No.
No. Antonio, he has a big nose.
He's not even Jewish. He's Sicilian.
Nah, he's Jewish because he has a big nose.
That makes sense, buddy. My dad has a big nose, but he's not religious.
He got a transplant because he wanted to fit into the Jewish community.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Same with Antonio. I already have this custom face paint. Don't give me it again. Jeez.
But like So what really do you want to talk about? 'Cause like honestly, like my first fucking podcast, so
I don't know, man.
no. Anything like really controversial that like came up recently? Oh yeah, I seen your dad was doing like a comedy night thing a while back, like not too long ago, actually, like a week ago or something.
Sure, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it was your dad.
Open mic
Yeah,
night.
open mic night. I seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, he does music. He doesn't do funny comedy. He doesn't do ha ha lol. Ha ha. Hoo hoo
What type
hee
of music does he do? Like,
Like oldies and shit.
does he play like Sublime shit?
Plays one or two's Sublime song.
Oh, that's dope. I bet he did. He like play a song for you yet? Like a Sublime song?
No, because I don't go to his concerts because they're always at like bars and shit, man.
Oh, well, I thought he might have like played like for you at home or something.
Oh yeah, he plays music all the time at home, but it's not like specifically for me.
But
Oh
you
my
know, you can
God.
still get into a bar like if your dad let you like for a concert, not like to drink. Because like I went to multiple bars for concerts, like just small ones, nothing too big.
Yeah, he'll let me in so I can drink and stuff, but
Not for
like,
the actual concert. Yeah, of course.
yeah, I'm not there for the concert. I hate my dad. I just all the beer.
I'm done, dude. That's fucking great.
I joined this match midway through, and my team is so garbage that I'm already top of the leaderboard.
Oh, I've had that happen a lot, especially in Black Ops 3.
And
Like, in Black Ops, you can
for
join a lobby and it will always be halfway through, and your team will be on the fucking bottom of the leaderboard, fucking getting roasted by the other team.
yeah, we were around 10 kills behind, but as soon as I joined, we're already 5 kills ahead.
Really? Damn, that's sad.
Honestly, I wish you had internet at your house so that we could talk about like Fortnite and stuff, like games
Tend
and
to a
shit.
point because I did watch a few videos on like new season. Like I seen Neo Tilted and like Mega Vault Mega Mall or whatever.
Did you see how shit the players are?
Oh yes, they're very, very sweaty, especially with the new shotgun, which in my opinion the shotgun, it looks nice and it seems like it feels nice to most players. But people keep on complaining about the spread and the fact like of that it doesn't have as much damage as the pump. So I feel like Fortnite is gonna have so much controversy over it and stir up such a ruckus that they're gonna bring back the old pump. Like seriously. That pissed
Honestly,
off.
I didn't care about the pump when it was in the game, and I don't really care that it's gone, but I do hate the new shotgun. It's way too long range.
Yeah, it's like
I seen one video and it literally goes out 19 blocks. You know, like you can shoot someone from 19 floors away is what I'm saying.
it's basically a real shotgun, like how real shotguns act, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a game. Like, don't make it that
I
realistic.
mean, if you're gonna make it like a shotgun, give it a tighter spread, like which is what they did. But then they gave a super long range, which was kind of like going a bit overboard. And like, you know what I mean? It's
Legit looks like a pistol,
like
like.
I never cared for the pump. I preferred the heavy and the tac. And yes, I know that people are gonna hate me for fucking preferring the tac over a pump. Like I will take
I mean, right now,
blue
attack
tac
is the
or
best
a
shotgun in the
legendary
game.
pump shotgun or a legendary fucking combat.
Well, that's because you're slow. But the attack right now is like actually like really good. It's definitely
I'm
better than
pretty
the
sure they
combat.
buffed it.
Yeah, they made the damage like 20 damage better per shot.
That's great. Thank God. They're finally giving the fucking tac the recognition it needs. Like, seriously. Nobody used the tac. before,
Because it's ass.
well, yeah, I guess so. But like, it's better than the pump, like for like fire rate, definitely. Like the fucking thing is automatic. You can hold down your trigger and just fucking let it go. Not that fast, like it's not like SMG fast, but it's definitely really fucking fast for shotgun standards.
Yeah.
I honestly miss the heavy because that was like the best shotgun. It was not balanced at all. It was so fucking overpowered.
It's not overpowered. I would say it's really even because it can't one-shot anybody, and it's
Fire
like
rate and then like,
actual shotgun range.
yeah, I guess in a way it is balanced.
And on the loading screen, when you load into the new season, it shows one of the characters holding a heavy. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna add it back this season,
They
hopefully.
do, I want to come over to your house so I can like use the heavy again in a game. Because every time I use the heavy in a real like in a real match, like not in a creative, I fucking destroyed people. I was so good with it and it was kind of unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm currently playing Black Ops 4 Zombies, so I might be a little bit behind on everything I say.
Yeah, you might be a little bit slow.
True. But so all in all, what do you think about the new season?
I like the battle pass. I like the fact that they have
I like Homeless Tifu.
loot
That's my favorite skin.
skin. I'm really glad they have that, I guess.
Yeah. Look at that. Fucking gay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm playing a game. I'm on like around 30 and I almost got downed.
Yeah, but you can't say that shit on a podcast, you dumbass.
All right. Sorry. But so you said you like the Battle Pass. What do you think about the new locations like Neo Tilted and fucking Mega Mall or whatever?
I hate how they named it Neo Tilted. They should have made it Techno Tilted so that they keep up the alliteration, but it's a pretty good place, and so is Mega Mall. I like Mega Mall better than Neo Tilted.
What do you think about the slipstreams? I think they're like pretty cool, but I feel like people are gonna use them for like fucking glitches or something. I was always with Fortnite. People always find some fucking exploit with everything.
It doesn't seem like you can exploit these, but they're using all right. So when the slipstreams are in the circle end game, it's pretty bad, but it's not too bad the rest of the game.
Okay, so like when it's in circle near like end game, like when circle's small, it's so fucking annoying because people will probably get on there with like a hoverboard or something and just fly around and start shooting people.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. When I first seen it, I was like, that's gonna fucking happen so much. I just had that feeling in my gut that it was gonna happen and hope it happened, so rip.
Yeah.
So give me that. All whatever.
We have like 3 minutes left in the podcast, so if there's like anything you want to say it.
No, I don't believe I have anything. Is this like the finish of the episode, or is this like just the ending of this like part? Is it
I
like
have
the
no
ending
clue
of
what
this
you just
part, or
said.
is it like the full-on ending of the episode?
End of the episode, because I want to make every episode around 30 minutes, and the last recording was minutes or something.
Yeah, I see, I see.
Close enough.
I don't have anything I really need to say or want to say in general. So you can end this, and then when do you plan on doing our next episodes? Like our next parts?
I'm just thinking just like
Mm.
every Friday or Saturday, just sometime over
Yeah,
the weekend.
I see that. Good idea. We kind of did waste a lot of time though. Like we didn't really talk about anything.
God damn, I hate Seaside. Literally everybody
Yeah,
just comes
I
in and
know.
out.
I hate Seaside too. It's honestly the most annoying fucking map.
Yeah, and also honestly, Chummy Stone's kinda not too smart because I just messaged him and told him that I was doing the podcast so I can't join right now.
Ah,
And then he invited me.
that's real nice.
Yes, close, 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 close.
He doesn't seem too bright of a person.
Honestly, regularly he's pretty smart, like not smart, but like
Don't understand why he's
non-slow.
such a dickhead to me all the time. Like, I will be nice to him. Like, I'm not nowadays. Like, I'm most of the time I'm nice to him. I'm not a dickhead. You know what I mean? But he's always rude to me, and I don't understand why.
I don't know. Probably because he wants to touch Frank Sinatra's hands, but he can't because he died a couple of years ago, like around 3 years ago. I'm also glad that my teammate looked at me, kept looking at me, walked away, looked back, and shotgunned me.
Oh, cool. That's
Still, only reason I don't like hardcore is because sometimes the teammates
nice.
couldn't get
Yeah,
back out
seems
there.
like it. I have Hades now.
What the frick? All right, I'm killing this ringing Rex guy because he just spawned in and immediately headshotted me in the
Was he
head.
like your team? Like,
I
was he
don't know.
teammate or like just a random fucking guy? Oh, okay, I see.
Teammate.
So he's slow.
Slow, 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 slow. Yeah.
Right, yeah, pretty good weapon. Pretty fucking overpowered, bro. Next time you're playing zombies, like if you want to get the high rounds or something, use a Hades. Really fucking great. Overpowered as fuck. Round 21, and I'm
Yeah,
destroying
no
them with a
dust. I'm squeamish.
non-pack punched one.
Damn. Where do you find like
I don't think you can actually like pick it up from like the wall. I think you have to get it from box, which that's not too big of a problem because it's pretty common. So
Yeah.
like seriously, I literally like run the box like three or four times this entire time. So I don't really use the box. I'm not one of those people who always goes and uses the box fucking 24/7. I don't like doing that. I like to keep the box in one spot for as long as I can.
Oh, I got a message from Chummy Stone this time, so maybe he's not slow, slow, slow. Okay. He said join game at least, but he has never invited me to the game in the past like seven
Fucking
invites attempt.
super smart, dude. Really, really smart.
Oh, this is a super smart game. The care package landed on top of the
It
roof that you
always does
can't
that
get
to
to.
me. Every time I get a care package, so I just took it out of my score streaks. I don't use the care package thing ever.
Yeah, I just
I
use
use UAV,
Frank's
and I think that's it. I don't use anything else really.
I use I don't usually get these anyways. I use UAV, attack chopper,
Hellstorm's
and
really good.
Hellstorm.
I like what's the one that goes by like six times? A score streak
Trying to
that
like
goes around
describe it.
six times and bombs. Like he goes around the map six times and just bombs everybody. I think it's called like a
Oh,
No, lightning
lightning
strike's the
strike
one
or
where you
something like
select
that.
three spots and it bombs those three spots. I think it's called like Thunderhawk. I don't fucking know.
I'm kind of slow about the score streak
Yeah.
names.
Honestly, I really couldn't care less about like Black Ops multiplayer since I can't really play online. And that's the only reason you would play Call of Duty. That's the only reason you buy a Call of Duty game is to play online really anymore. I mean, campaign's fun, but who really plays online? I mean, campaign, like,
There's no
unironically, you know what I mean? But I mean, in like
campaign.
norm, like in Black Ops 3 or 2, whatever. Who plays the Black Ops campaign or any Call of Duty campaign? Think everybody just fucking, you know, plays the multiplayer or zombies or whatever other mode there is.
I love the campaigns for Black Ops, at least. The other Call of Duties, I wouldn't really say
Honestly,
the
everybody says the
campaigns
World
are all
War
that
II
good, but
campaign was complete shit. I liked it to a point. It was better than like Black Ops 3 campaign.
Dude, that was like one of the best ones. Like, the World War II campaign was like amazing. And freaking, like, my two favorite Call of Duty campaigns are World
Oh,
War
thank
II
God
and Black
you're
Ops.
one of the actual fucking real people. Every time I say I like the World War II campaign a lot, and it's like my favorite campaign. Everybody says you're a fucking retard and you should go die and shit like that. They're so fucking rude to me for no reason.
I mean, I don't know why the hell they would wish death upon you because
Yeah, I
you play
know. Well,
different
that's how
games than
everybody
them.
treats me, so yeah. Yeah.
Because they're just
Adam once called me a fucking retard because I liked the World War II game. I like World War II. It's actually one of my favorite Call of Duties. And he called me a fucking retard because of it. And I don't understand why. I don't know what I did to him to offend him so badly. Oh, you like a different game than me. I gotta fucking put you down for liking things. Fucking dickhead, dude.
for adoption because you like World War II.
It's probably because he's one of those fucking people that only plays Black Ops, diehard Black Ops fan.
I mean, I do really love Black Ops. They are the best
That
games in the
that's
Call of
very
Duty
true.
series, but
But everybody puts down every other game in the series except for like Modern Warfare. Everybody put down Ghosts. I love that campaign. Everybody hated how realistic it was.
I don't know. I like how there's a co-op aspect, but like, I don't know, the rest of the game is not that well. It's kind of just like, oh, you know how we usually do our campaign? Let's do it, but like stealthy. That's like basically
Well,
what they
yeah,
did.
but I kind of like that. Like, you have a different perspective for once. Instead of running and gunning and, like, just trying to fight through a bunch of fucking bullets, you try to get through there as quietly as you can with, like, out causing a big ass fucking scene. You know what I mean? I like that. That they went a different road than most Call of Duty games.
I guess. What game was that where the first mission you were legit just going through an airport killing
Why does
everybody?
it, I think that was Black Ops 2. Wait.
I'm
Yeah,
pretty
it's
sure it's
either
Black
that
Ops
or it's
2.
like one of the Modern Warfare games, like the ones that have. Yeah, one of them had like super futuristic bullshit in it. I think it was like Modern Warfare 3 or 2 that had like all the futuristic shit like Black Ops, except for like not as futuristic.
I think you're thinking of one of the like Advanced or Infinite Warfare. I
Advanced
hated
Warfare
Infinite
had a
Warfare. Advanced is all right.
very mediocre campaign and an even worse fucking multiplayer. Zombies was
That's
fucking
true.
garbage. Everything about Advanced Warfare wasn't good. Infinite Warfare, I don't have no say in that because I've never played it. So yeah. But when the new Modern Warfare game comes out, I'm definitely going to fucking try my best to get it and then play it because, you know, I like the Modern Warfare games. They're really fun. I've never played Marvel for Remastered, but I do remember how the old games were. Hopefully they stayed true. One of the things I do wish that they would change in Modern Warfare, or actually in every Infinity Ward Call of Duty, was the fact that when you ran, it would stop you from reloading. Instead of slowing you down a little bit, you just fucking stopped running and you started walking really fucking slow. I hated that. That shit was annoying as fuck, especially with LMGs. All right. I don't know what to do. I have a really good setup in this game currently. Like, seriously, bro. So, what would you say your favorite Call of Duty game is?
Favorite Call of Duty? Probably Black Ops 4. Not really because of the players, but just because of the actual gameplay itself.
See, the thing is, that's probably the best Black Ops game, but fucking the players ruin it. The players ruin every
Yeah.
game. It's always like that, and I hate it. They ruin everything about every Call of Duty. And it's starting to piss me off, honestly, because they just like to take everything and fucking ruin it for every other average player, or every person who just wants to play in general and not go sweato mode. I really hate it and it pisses me the fuck off because I can't play a game without having to sweat a little bit because fucking retards want to be dickheads.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. You think Call of Duty has kind of just went downhill from like Black Ops 2? Like, I mean player-wise, not like actual gameplay-wise. I mean like, do you think that it's gone downhill from the way the players are and how like they're not dickheads? In Black Ops 2, you had a bunch of squeakers screaming at you though. That was the only thing. Oh hell yeah, fucking! I got the Wonder Weapon. Nice.
Non-slow.
Probably not a good idea that I have two fucking heavy weapons, but whatever.
Dude, I'm so close to getting the gold for my ICR. I have to do I'm almost done all the performance camos. I have to do 24 more headshot medals. So basically just going to one more two more hardcore team
Close to
members
getting gold on my like heavy
play regularly.
salvo and on some of my other guns, but fucking Adam kicked me off his Xbox before I could finish.
Slow.
Like, seriously, he was such a dickhead about it too. He was like, "I want to play now," and it's like, you play every fucking day of your life, but I don't have Xbox. Like, not, well, I don't have fucking, I can't play all the damn time like that. But you do it every single fucking day and every minute online, yelling at kids and fucking scamming people on Fortnite. You can give up like 2 hours of your fucking life to let somebody play. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, he's addicted to Fortnite, and I'm pretty sure you can tell that. And I don't understand why, like, how anyone could be so addicted to Fortnite. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's not that addicted to Fortnite. He's mainly addicted to just playing Xbox. Like,
Yeah. The only thing about Fortnite he's addicted to is fucking scamming people and sweating on people with fucking builds. Because that's all he knows how to do. He doesn't know how to aim. He doesn't know how to shoot. All he knows how to do is build.
All right, well, we have to end this because it's already been 30 minutes, just for this recording.
Damn.
I guess thanks for listening. This was the real episode of the fake podcast.
Yep.
I'm not gonna put in the last recording because it was kind of buggy, anyways.
Yeah, so like this was a good substitute for it, anyways. So yeah.
Yep, you're a prostitute.
Yes.
See you next week.